Welcome to A Bedtime Story. I'm Matthew Mitchell, and tonight's story is titled Cuthbert's Pudding Predicament. Deep within the enchanted tower of Tumblestone lived a wizard named Cuthbert. Cuthbert was renowned for two things: his magnificent beard, which was long enough to braid into a skipping rope, and his uncanny ability to turn almost anything into pudding. It wasn't intentional. Cuthbert was just a little accident-prone with his spells. One Tuesday morning, Cuthbert was attempting a delicate levitation of the teacup spell. His apprentice, a bright-eyed gnome named Fizzwick, was diligently taking notes.
"Remember, Master Cuthbert," Fizzwick chirped. "Precise wand movements are the key."
Cuthbert nodded, his spectacles perched precariously on his nose. He wiggled his wand, muttered, "Levitus cuppus," and instead of the teacup floating, the ancient leather-bound spellbook beside it shimmered, wobbled, and transformed into a quivering banana-flavored pudding.
"Oops," Cuthbert mumbled, looking at the wobbly book pudding. "Well, at least it's not liver-flavored this time."
Fizzwick sighed, adding,
"Note, avoid Levitus cuppus near spellbooks," to his scroll.
Later that day, Cuthbert decided to bake. He wanted to conjure a magnificent golden loaf of bread. He waved his wand, whispered,
"Panis perfectus,"
and the flour, instead of rising, became a sticky, yeasty bread pudding. The mixing bowl turned into a large ceramic pudding basin.
"Oh, bother,"
Cuthbert grumbled, scooping a taste.
"Not bad, though. A bit dense."
The next morning, the Grand Duke Frederick arrived, demanding a demonstration of Cuthbert's magical prowess.
"Wizard," boomed the Duke, "show me your most impressive illusion, something magnificent."
Cuthbert, nervous, decided to create a shimmering, ethereal dragon. He took a deep breath, concentrated with all his might, and chanted the complex incantation. A burst of sparkling lights filled the room, and when the light cleared, standing majestically before them was a giant, wobbly, raspberry ripple pudding, complete with two gelatinous wings that flapped with a gentle flip-flip. The Duke stared, then stared some more. Fizzwick clapped a hand over his mouth to stifle a giggle. Cuthbert, mortified, offered,
"Would your grace care for a spoon?"
To everyone's surprise, the Duke, a notorious sweet tooth, let out a booming laugh.
"By my royal sweet tooth, wizard! This is the most delicious illusion I've ever seen! My compliments! More pudding!"
And so Cuthbert, the clumsy wizard, became famous not for his levitation or his dragons, but for his magical puddings. His tower became a popular spot for tea and dessert, and Fizzwick started taking orders for various pudding flavors. Cuthbert learned that sometimes, even mistakes can be surprisingly delightful, especially when they involve dessert. And this has been a bedtime story. Good night.